Hello, friends. My name's Big Rick, and you're listening to episode 4 of the 100 Things podcast. Just remember, folks, I am not a medical professional. Please don't ask me for advice. If you need to see a medical professional, go and see a medical professional. This is a podcast about my experiences. And all the music you're going to hear is by my good friend Andre Louis, and he is at Freaky Foof over on Twitter. So one of the things I've been thinking about is, with regards to the podcast, of course, is how often I'm going to push out an episode. I thought initially a monthly thing, then a fortnightly thing, then a weekly thing, and then should I just push them out as and when? And I say that because sometimes so many things happen, even in a 2 or 3 day period, that, you know, I fail to recall exactly what has gone on. In addition, I didn't actually want the podcast to be anything longer than sort of 20 or 30 minutes. And that's what I'm aiming for because, you know, you'll probably get bored of my voice. And so this is episode 4. And what are we going to talk about today? Well, the actual 100 things, I still haven't published a whole list on my website, which is 100things.info. But what I will say is I've yesterday kind of conquered one or two things. One of them is to go out and do some kind of physical exercise every single day. Now, one of those things, you know, that might just be walking, but specifically road biking. My wife was very good and she bought me a very, very nice road bike. I've never, you know, had one of these road bikes before. You know, I'm talking about a racer. I'm not just talking about a bike that goes on the road. I have a mountain bike. I know what a bike is. I'm talking about a road bike, you know, those drop handlebars and what have you. So yesterday was the second day that I actually went out on it. The first time I went out, I managed to ride about 10 miles, much to the amazement of others, but not to me. But yesterday I went out and I actually rode 36 kilometres in the constant drizzle. I was absolutely freezing for just about all of that ride around. But what it did was at the end, apart from feeling quite tired, what it did was it produced those endorphins that I need. And now I personally, bearing in mind that this is a very personal podcast, I don't want anybody necessarily to follow, you know, practically what I am doing here. This is for me. This is a very holistic approach. But what I need, and I know what I need, and that's for some physical exercise to take place during the day. Could be simple as walking the dog, right up to, you know, going in the gym, running, or indeed going out on my bike. The main reason really behind getting physical exercise is, personally, if I don't, I kind of get a bit agitated. And I think that's a bit of an understatement in the grand scheme of things. I need to get rid of all that pent up energy. I don't want to say aggression because, you know, aggression is the byproduct. If I don't get out and get enough exercise or fresh air. So, you know, the 3 points to getting the road bike were simply, and obviously, first of all, get some exercise. Second of all is to get out of the house. And third of all, you know, get the wind in my face, get the sun on my face so that I could experience the outdoors. One of the things in life that I have anyway is I like to get up early in the morning and I like to get outside the house to get some fresh air into my lungs. And I do that as a matter of course anyway, but I know for a fact if I personally don't, I get a bit grumpy, get a bit agitated, get a bit irritated, and, you know, I'll take that out on those closest to me. And that's probably the same for everyone, really, I expect, except those who are mellowed enough not to get wound up about being indoors all day. But recently, I have been feeling that cabin fever feel. I've always thought, oh, I'd be quite happy in the house. I could stay, you know, I've got the computer, I've got the internet, I've got the television. But when I experience the outdoors, Specifically yesterday when I was out on my road bike, I was thinking to myself, I don't want to go back. What was I thinking? I don't want to go back in the house. I want to stay outside. Although yesterday it was drizzling and it was horrendous rain and it was freezing cold, but at the same token, I was getting the wind in my face. I was feeling fresh, and it felt so good being out yesterday. Although there were times that I thought, oh, I just want to jack this in. And so there we are, ticking off the boxes I go along with the list of 100 things is getting some exercise. It has huge, huge benefits. And I've just mentioned three of the most simplest things there. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. You know, the benefits of regular and even daily exercise. There was a time when, I'd be doing some kind of physical, strong arduous physical activity, two or even three times a day. And I had no negative feeling at all. I was totally committed and I was totally concentrated and focused on those three physical things. And my life revolved around physical activity and physical training. Obviously, it was for a purpose. I was a soldier and I needed to get fit and I needed to get stronger in order to deploy. But at the same token, the personal and holistic, and I keep coming back to this word holistic, the personal and holistic benefits were just astronomical, and I always felt really good. And, the good circle, the good cycle goes on. You do the exercise, you reap the benefits immediately after with the release of endorphins in the brain. And then you can see the physical things, you start losing weight, or you start seeing your shape change for the better, you start seeing muscles form, and you start seeing yourself getting stronger. You see, that lack of fitness, that lack of ability to do things wane away as you're able to push on just a little bit more each time. And one of the things I will say about physical exercise, because I am not trained in and I'm not trained to deliver that kind of thing, is that it's day by day or session by session. And when I was training really, really hard, those three times a day, they benefited me in specific ways. Per session, and I was very, very careful about what I did. And when I knew I was feeling tired, I would either curb it or maybe stop a session. So I was weighed by the psychiatrist on Friday last week, a few days ago, and I was absolutely shocked at what those scales revealed. Now, what I will say is that one of the medications that I was taking made me put an inordinate amount of weight on very, very quickly. Obviously, I stopped taking those tablets because I told him when he asked me, he says, well, how do you feel about these? And I said, X, Y, Z. So he says, okay, they're not working for you. Let's switch you over. So I am stripping back right to the beginning. And there's two reasons why I'm saying this now. The first reason is that it's absolutely real. I am stripping back right to the bare bones, the basics of personal fitness. And the second reason is because there are people, or there are going to be people out there that are listening to this, that are saying to themselves, well, it's pointless listening to this because I'm never going to achieve any kind of fitness for whatever reason. But I'm telling you now, just take every single day as it comes. I'm saying that in life, that's not advice on personal fitness. Just take every single day as it comes and don't think that mountain is too hard to climb. Because if you start thinking that, then you're not going to get over that hurdle. You're not going to climb that mountain. I think about that every time I literally and physically climb a mountain. My wife and I are into climbing hills, as in hill walking, not physically climbing, scrambling up the rocks. But, when we're at the bottom and we're gazing up at the summit of the mountain, maybe in the Lake District, we're thinking to ourselves, we're never, ever going to achieve that. But we don't think about reaching the summit. We think about going to that point over there, and then when we're at that point over there, we think about going up to that point up there, and then we keep going on like that. And that's how I am approaching everything in my life at the minute. There was a situation last week where I suffered that huge anxiety attack, which I recorded in a podcast, And it really knocked me for six. It knocked my confidence for six as well. And I was unable to go to the volunteering job on the Thursday and the Friday. And I had a really good think about that over the course of the weekend. And I thought, look, I've got to tell them that I can't do all of the hours every single day because it's not working for me. So I had the courage because I was embarrassed. I was ashamed of not being able to do a volunteering job and stuff that was so simple. But I had the courage to email the lady who's kind of my line manager, I suppose, to say, look, I am in recovery mode. I used to have this multitasking job, which was extremely high pressure. And I actually can't do that at the minute. I need to build back up. And I wrote this email fairly eloquently, as you know, I suppose, to say, look, I'm putting my hand up and I'm saying, I can't do it anymore. I can't do it anymore. I'm going to need to strip back and I'm going to need to build up. And that's what I am doing at the minute. Some other issues that I've been dealing with this past week or so, definitely over the past week and I suppose in the last fortnight, are irritability leading to agitation, leading to anger. And I could see this horrible, vicious circle going round and there was nothing I could do. I could not get out of it. You know, I didn't have the willpower to step outside of that circle. And it wasn't until, you know, I did realize this that, you know, my wife said, my wife doesn't need to say anything to me anymore. She just looks at me or even doesn't look at me and walks away because that's the advice I've given her. But these things were happening. I was seeing the pattern. And on Sunday, I went out for that bike ride to break the cycle. And although that wasn't the willpower I had necessarily, I had the bike ride planned for either the Saturday or the Sunday, so that was going to happen anyway. I just knew. The whole point of this is I knew what to do, but I just couldn't do it. You know, within the household there, one child would start whinging about something, another child would start whinging about something else, and these are my children who I've taught, who I've brought up to deal with issues in a very, very simple way. But, you know, I was having to go from one problem to another problem to another problem to another problem. And it was just going round and round and round. And the irritability went to agitation, you know, because they weren't doing anything anymore. But I was still still agitated about what was going on. And that was leading to anger, to me snapping at the children and my wife. Not necessarily, you know, 100% nasty on my front, but they would view it as nasty. And one of the indicators that I've got around me is my dog, Molly. She knows exactly when I am not feeling 100% because those ears will go down, she'll have her puppy dog eyes on, and she'll quite literally hide behind my wife and she won't have anything to do with me. And so that sometimes keeps me in check, you know, sometimes does keep me in check. One of the things that I do try and do when I'm feeling irritable or agitated is get out of the house. As soon as I leave the house, and I could go to our motorhome outside, I instantly feel a little bit better than I did before. So that's something that I do personally. So my issue is that I recognize everything that's going on. Sometimes I just can't step out of that vicious circle. But I do know that me personally, if I feel irritated and or agitated and or angry, I know I have to do one very simple thing to stop feeling that or those things. And that's quite literally step away from the situation. For me personally, is get out of the house. So these are all coping mechanisms for me personally. So these things are all triggers. So when I'm feeling as though I need to get out of the house because I'm irritable or agitated or angry, those three things are triggers to something that's, you know, going to be a lot worse later on down the line if I don't sort it out. So I have to have, personally, the courage and confidence within myself to, first of all, see the trigger, but positively act upon it. And put the positive action for me in those situations is to walk away. But there are other triggers And in future podcasts, I'll talk about those things. The psychiatrist has stopped me on antidepressants. Well, he did. He stopped them before Christmas. And he has started me on tablets that he nicknames head glue. And what head glue does is quite literally bring all of these different things that I'm experiencing in my, you know, in my brain, brings them together. So they're not separate anymore. So all of these feelings and the feelings generated from experiences, just bring them together. So I'm not taking them on their own merits. They're taken all together. And when that happens, you know, you're meant to start feeling a lot better within yourself. And I'll put my hand up, you know, in the last couple of days since I've gone up in dosage, that I do feel better. But there is a downside, specifically with the tablets that I have. And they are a sedative and they make you feel sleepy. So today, when I got up this morning to go to my volunteering job, I couldn't get up and go to my volunteering job because I could not stay awake. I took the tablets too late last night. There was never any real advice about when to take them, only that you should take them at bedtime. And so my bedtime last night was clearly too late. This morning, I could not keep my eyes open. I couldn't keep awake. And so everything around me was in kind of dream state. So I took myself back to bed. And there I stayed for another 3.5 hours. Sleeping really, really deeply. So there we have another issue. An issue I recognize. If you don't want to feel sleepy, tired or sedated in the morning, take the tablets earlier on in the evening. Problem solved. We're just going to have to test the water on that a little bit. Because what if there are things in the evening that I want to do? Like tonight, go to the cinema. Like tomorrow night, go to the gym. When do I take these tablets? The advice was, take the tablets with your evening meal so that you can naturally sedate yourself over a period of hours and fall asleep at a good time. But my evening meal is sometimes at 8 o'clock at night. It's sometimes at 6:30. So they're just one of the, that's just one of the issues that I'm going to have to deal with. But the fact of the matter is I've recognized what the problem is. And that's part of the problem is to recognize your issues. I say that in the third person about myself, because I'm not giving advice. I am now in the mode or in the zone of recognizing what the issues are, but now subsequently dealing with those issues and putting things into place that will deal with those issues. Sometimes it's quite difficult. Sometimes that when you're married with 3 children, there are extreme time constraints. So another thing that I'm doing at the minute is quite literally timetabling every hour of my life. This is a task I've been given by my new CPN. I can see that it's going to be quite difficult for the first couple of weeks because we've got to work out what to do when. Now, in a general sense, the family timetable is pretty good during the week insofar as we know what we're doing when. So all I have to do is I have to drop in into those spaces. And so what I'm doing with the CPN is populating an hourly chart over the space of a 7-day period and populating it with the things that I know I can do at certain times. And then we can work out what to do in the blank times. The whole point of this is to know what is going on and when, knowing your limitations so you can build up. But first of all, is recognizing the issues and giving yourself realistic targets because it's pointless. You're never going to climb Everest straight away. What do you need to do? You need to train. In my current state, I don't think I'll be able to walk up Ben Nevis without having severe physical issues. So I've got to train for it. I won't be able to ride my bike 50 miles like I intend to do without training. I need to build up. And that goes for anything that goes on in my life at the minute. I need to take it piecemeal, hence the volunteering job. I've asked to do 4 hours a day, 3 days a week for a 2-week cycle, and then we'll up it after that. And it's because I just need to get used to that environment once again. Everything in my brain says I recognize what an office environment is, tables, desks, computers, telephones, But one of the things that my body can't do is, and my brain can't do is, it can't deal with the stress. The advice by my CPN is, imagine that mound of stress. You're going to get closer to it and you're going to back off. You're going to get even closer to it and you're going to back off. Then you're going to tackle it a little bit, then you're going to back off. Then you're going to climb that big mound of stress just a bit more than you did last time, then you're going to back off. And so on and so forth until we climb that big mound of stress. And that's how I'm dealing with it. Know your triggers, know your limitations, be realistic. They're the three things for me at the minute. I think we'll wind up this episode of the 100 Things podcast. I want to thank you very, very much for listening, for getting this far. If you want to tweet me, you can do so. My Twitter handle is at 100things2016. If you're listening to this via audioboom.com, then leave a comment in the description section. Other than that, thanks for listening and we'll catch up with you soon. Thank you.